brought to you by Penguin.
The Performance Paradox by Eduardo Briceño. Read by Sean Patrick Hopkins and Eduardo Briceño.
This audiobook includes a downloadable PDF with illustrations and resources from the book.
To my mother and father, who made my sister and me their highest priority. To my beloved wife, Allison, who inspired me to develop a purpose and make the most of life. And to Carol Dweck, who believed in my ability to grow and showed me a life-changing path to do so.
Part 1. Driving Individual Growth. Chapter 1. The Performance Paradox. Big idea. While it might seem counterintuitive, constantly performing does not improve our performance. The route to success is often not a straight line. Anjali felt her palms grow sweaty every time her manager Salma asked, "Can I offer some feedback?" "No!" she wanted to scream. "I'm already working as hard as I can." Indeed, she was. And since joining the company, she'd received positive feedback from managers and direct reports alike. But she'd never had a manager who was also so upfront about areas where she could improve. And it was usually the logistical components of her job, which she rarely had time to stay on top of. Anjali viewed herself as an attentive, hands-on person who always put her customers first. And if she had to choose between taking a customer's call and updating the company's database, she'd pick the phone call 100% of the time. Talking to Salma made her feel like a kid again, like she couldn't get it right. The next time Salma uttered that dreaded F word, feedback, and started offering suggestions on how she could do things differently, Anjali couldn't hold back. "I'm already working as hard as I can." After a brief but painful pause, Salma smiled at her. "Anjali, no one wants you to work any harder. We want to figure out how we can make things easier for you." Anjali had never thought about it like that. She assumed all of the feedback was a veiled warning that her job was in jeopardy. When the phone rang, Gino Barbaro always leaped to answer it. If he saw a bartender or waiter reaching for the receiver, he would shoo them away. After all, this was his restaurant, his reputation, his name. At Gino's Trattoria, if he wanted something done right, he needed to do it himself. That's how Gino approached pretty much everything at the restaurant. Each day, his mind would bounce around to whatever needed to be done next, taking orders over the phone, managing the kitchen staff, ordering supplies and ingredients, cleaning, keeping on top of financial transactions, locking up at night. He didn't trust anyone to do these things as well as he would, and he didn't have the time to train them. During the 2008 recession, the restaurant started to lose money. Gino responded by putting in extra hours to make sure everything was executed perfectly. But it soon became apparent that that wasn't enough to keep the restaurant afloat. After 12 years of 70-hour weeks, he was exhausted and couldn't envision working even harder to cut costs or promote the business to get out of this hole. There weren't enough hours in the day to stop and think about what to try differently. Something had to change. There had to be a way to run a business that didn't leave him miserable, scrambling for time, and burnt out. Douglas Franco was tapped by Peruvian investment firm Enfoca to change the trajectory of its new acquisition, Educa, a Lima-based higher education company that offers courses for adults. The investment firm thought that a change in leadership would enable Educa to grow faster. Upon joining the company as CEO, Douglas observed that his new colleagues, especially those on the executive team, seemed to believe they were already optimizing the business. Douglas worried that this attitude was causing the company to stagnate and preventing the team from experimenting with new ideas. To accelerate growth, Educa would need to find new ways of doing things. Frustrated and feeling pressured to deliver success to his investors, Douglas tried to encourage his new colleagues to think critically about opportunities for improvement. But his
sample complete. Ready to continue?